Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoia.
And I'm Tia Savoia.
This is a podcast for Nintendo gaming and news. Today, we're going to talk about Nintendo's E3 digital event. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. And on that website, you can read our blog and listen to our podcast. You can also visit our forums at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Okay, first of all, we're going to start off with some news. Iwata was re-elected as Nintendo's president, but he couldn't attend because he had surgery. And people are saying that's to get him, play the sympathy card, but, you can't really delay those kinds of things. And he gets a bad rap because he had failure with the Wii U, but, considering he had success with the Wii and DS, he should be given another chance as the president. I mean, everyone makes mistakes, and the 3DS didn't start out that good, and it had a turnaround. Now it's one of the best-selling consoles of all time.
Plus, when someone's usually, a really popular person or something, or they're really well-known or famous or whatever, and if they don't do something that meets someone's expectations, fans and other people have a tendency to really put them down on that.
Yeah, no one's perfect, so, yeah. I don't really think it's a bad idea for Iwata to get reelected. He represents his company well, so. They also announced some Smash Brothers costumes for, alternate skins. Like, Little Mac has the pink sweater, and Mario, he's got an American flag outfit, and Samus is all white. Okay, we're going to recap on the E3 for Nintendo's... Nintendo's E3 presentation. We're kind of late on that, but this is the next episode, so. Nintendo did a pre-edited video for their E3 presentation, like last year, for their second year in a row. And it's better because previous years of live presentations had mistakes. The videos didn't come on, the trailers didn't come on. And, a lot of the companies had mistakes with that.
Or people didn't clap when the companies expected them to, with Microsoft.
Yeah, really awkward. And I kind of feel bad for the people on the stage. It's kind of whooping, yeah, let's go, yeah. New console, new games. And everyone's yeah. And you hear the little silent, four people clapping in the background.
And then there are technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Which are a problem.
But with the digital event, you could put in, they had some Robot Chicken shorts where they had looked like stop motion animation for the characters, and Reggie was making a little bit of fun of the E3 press for wanting so many people wanting Mother 3 games and the new Star Fox.
Oh yeah, and they had these few videos the stop motion videos where Reggie's just making a reaction to the fans, just
yeah. So. First off, they started, they kicked off the presentation with Smash Brothers. They had this video of, in just blackness, and then they had Reggie and Iwata. They had them duking it out where Iwata uses himself as a bullet, and he hits Reggie. Reggie goes flipping, he lands on the ground, scrapes up the concrete on the floor. Then they decide to take it to the game where they sit down and... they're duking out, but you see they're using the Miis. And they have the Sword Fighter, and they have the Brawler. And they also have the Gunner. So this is basically the announcement trailer for the Miis. Where you can... the Gunner is spacing out projectiles. Sword Fighter uses different gadgets. And the Brawler just close-up punches and kicks.
And what's kind of funny about this, though, what I find funny about this is that... There's kind of been these meme things, going on the internet about Reggie being put in Smash Bros.
Yeah, I would have liked that.
Well, actually, now, technically, he is playable in Smash Bros. Because you can use his Mii and fight as his Mii.
Yeah, that's going to be one of the first people I put on there. I'm putting on Reggie, I'm going to study that trailer, I'm going to see what moves he has, because you can customize the moves. Each character, for their, side B and down B, Brawler, Gunner, and Sword Fighter. Each one of them has three special moves. They can change between the down... so the down B for Sword Fighter, three different kinds of down Bs, three different kinds of side Bs, So it's like total customization. I don't know about the, you know, regular text, like Arial's and regular text. All I know is that it's just the special moves. And you can also customize their outfits. So, you know, you got Abraham Lincoln Me with the top hat. And Gunner Me with a bow tie. So, you know, lots of possibilities.
But basically, you can do things like put your own me in. You can fight your friends in the game.
Yeah.
Or you could fight against your favorite characters or maybe a character that you really don't like and just fight them.
Yeah, they're only going to use me fighters for online play. So, I mean, not the only online play you're going to get to use it on is with friends. The rest of it with anyone, it's just no, because, you know, if you're going against a person who has a random moveset, then you're not prepared to take them on.
And plus, it's not really fair competitively when it comes to Smash Bros.
Yeah. And instead of, you know, you'd think the Mii Fighters would take up 3 slots. They actually take up 9 slots because all their different moves and stuff. At least I think that's what, I think, yeah, Sakurai. What Sakurai said in the Direct, or the E3 presentation. But, yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Oh, and the characters, there were other characters announced other than just Mii's. You can also play as Pac-Man and Pelotena.
I think it's Pelotena?
Pelotena.
I thought it was Pelutena, but that sounds kind of weird. It's Pelotena. So they had this really elaborate anime, sort of, anime? Yeah.
Yeah, it was anime style.
Yeah, we had Link duking out with Pit, you know, Link, he bests Pit. So Palutena comes down, he shoots Pit off somewhere else, and then you see her using moves.
Yeah, which was pretty cool, and throughout most of her reveal, like, there was, like, kind of parts where, basically she was having a conversation with Pit.
Yeah. I don't know about Pit's voice actor, he kind of annoys me a little bit. I don't know. I mean, it's just me, but Pac-Man, they had this trailer where it's Pac-Man, Mario, Mega Man, or no, Sonic, Mario, Mega Man, and then they have Pac-Man shows up. So that kind of completes the four 1990s classic gaming icons. So,
which now, is pretty much what they were going for in the reveal trailer thing.
Yeah. I'm really excited for that. My obvious choice is Sonic. So, and Pac-Man looks really interesting. It looks like his Final Smash where he does the 16-bit or 8-bit, I don't know, Pac-Man, he chomps his way across the stage.
Looks like he's got some cool moves, too.
Yeah, really interesting. And with the Smash Brothers trailer, Reggie's Mii is fighting a Wada's Mii, and Reggie's Mii blasts Sakurai's Mii off. And then so, Sakurai, no, it's a Wada. So Wada's Mii gets sent off. So he takes out of his jacket a little NFC figure of Mario, and he puts that down on the gamepad, and you have Mario on there, and he beats up Reggie, and he wins. So they have this thing, Amiibo. They're calling it Amiibo. That it was announced earlier that there's going to be NFC figures, right?
I'm not really sure.
They announced earlier that there's going to be NFC figures for the Nintendo games, and it's called Amiibo. I don't really know why they put Mii in there, since it's not really with your Miis. But they can be used for different games, so they store information for different games. And the Smash Brothers styled ones, they can be used in Smash Brothers, where it's not really you putting data on the little person so you can play as them. It's more of they're a CPU character. They fight you or fight alongside you, and you can level them up all the way to level 50.
Yeah, and what's pretty cool about this, too, is, like, for example, say I get one that's of, like, I don't know, Luigi, and then I...
Greninja.
Or Charizard.
Eh.
But whichever, I'll just use Luigi as the example. Say I get Luigi, and I put him into the game. You know, what you can do with these is that, like, after you have them, like, level up and that sort of thing, you can bring them to a friend's house, and you can bring them in if you want to battle a friend and you want to have them go against a friend or something, and you want to have your Amiibo, your maybe Luigi, help you against them.
Or you can have Amiibos fight Amiibos.
Or that, too. And you can also, like, you can train against them. You can have some fight along your side that you can have them fight other amiibos.
You can customize their abilities, I think. And they have really advanced AI, which I think differentiates between the characters it's fighting. And, you know, the figures look really detailed.
And according to what we saw, or to what I saw in the trailer for the amiibos, it's like, you know, they kind of, they said, like, developing a personality, but I think it's pretty much just them learning your attacks or the opponent's attacks.
Tactics. So basically, they're unbeatable. But the only thing about it is that the villager me kind of looks a little off to me. His eyes are a little spaced out, so they're kind of creepy. Yeah, so amiibo, they can be used in Mario Kart 8, the new Yoshi's Woolly World, which is also announced. Speaking of Yoshi's Woolly World, it was announced, what is it, like, last E3, that it was announced where there's going to be a Yarn Yoshi. Like, it's kind of like Kirby's Epic Yarn, where it's, you know, Kirby's Epic Yarn had Kirby as the outline. This one, Yoshi's made all out of yarn. You know, this is more like the, as Nintendo-y as Yoshi's probably going to get. The whole world's made out of yarn. It shows all these little balls of yarn following Yoshi, uses that up. Doesn't really look that challenging, just looks really, really good, like, to look at.
Yeah, it's pretty much, like, they're concentrating on the, I guess, sort of the yarn kind of style that they had with Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Yeah, and since Yoshi's New Island has been notorious for being really easy, I don't know how challenging this is going to be. Probably not going to get it.
Yoshi's games are pretty much on more of the side for, I guess, people that aren't, like, overly experienced when it comes to games.
Yeah. Yeah, more for, like, the little kids. So there's a lot of games that were also announced, too. Mostly first party. They announced a few indie games for the eShop. Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker was one of the ones that is announced for, I think it's the Wii U. Yeah, the Wii U. Because apparently it's a big hit with, because it was in Super Mario 3D World, where it was a little minigame. He got the little toad with the headlight, and then he's walking around. And now there's a whole game on him where it's little puzzles, and you can jump, but you're really limited to what you can do. And you gotta find all the green stars. And I want to know if it's an eShop game or it's a full retail game, because it's a $60 game. I am not getting that.
It's basically sort of like a puzzle game, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a puzzle game.
And you can make your own puzzles or something?
Yeah, but I just don't see a puzzle game being a full $60 like the other Wii U games.
Unless it's a really good game.
Yeah.
Because usually the really good games cost a whole lot.
Yeah, if there's a lot of content in it, if it's like, I don't know, 60 levels, it might be worth $60, not really. Because, you know, other games like Pushmo and Crashmo, they're like $7-$10, I think. So, yeah. They announced other games like Bayonetta 2, Yoshi's Woolly World. They announced Mario Maker, which was actually leaked before E3. I actually would have liked it if it wasn't leaked, because then, you know, everyone would have been like, oh, great.
Yeah, it would have been like a nice surprise or something. Like, leaks, they tend to ruin the surprise. That happened a lot when X and Y were out.
Yeah. You know, but, yeah. Mario Maker, it's basically make your own Mario, where it's the level's not that long, but you can,
yeah, you don't make Mario, you make the level.
Yeah, that'd be really weird, just like slapping on different eyes and stuff on Mario. But this is like, yeah, you make the Mario level, where you basically place the blocks and the pipes or big gaps or turtles wherever you want. And so they showcased that in the Nintendo Treehouse live at E3, and They had some really challenging levels on there. It looked really interesting. I can just think of all the, I want to make like a, you know, 50 feet wall of Goombas and then have the player go through that and have make Tia go through that.
So you just want to troll people with over challenging levels?
Why not?
You already do that at the coin challenge, Tommy, when it comes to New Super Mario Bros. U.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. So, you know, take your friends off. You're going to have some fun.
Sure.
You can switch the design. If you want, you know, if you like the New Super Mario Brothers design, then you can switch it between Classic Mario and New Super Mario Brothers design. So, that looks good. Except the physics are the same. Mario Brothers U has different physics than the classic one, but it's just going to have the classic physics, which is a little more challenging.
So, what else did they announce here? There was,
Pokemon.
Oh, of course, but I was going to mention a few other things.
Yeah, go ahead.
There was Hyrule Warriors, which actually sounds like an interesting, I guess, sort of, like, twist to the Legend of Zelda games. It's more of a side game, really.
Well, it's sort of like a spin-off. It's not, I don't think it's canon, but it has multiple characters you can play. You can play as Zelda, Link, Midna, and a bunch of other Legend of Zelda characters. And it's sort of like a beat-em-up battle, like you're in this big battlefield where you fight all these monsters and giant dragons and stuff, and orcs, and they stow Link, you know, swing around a sword, you know, making all these little monsters flying, and they have Zelda, I think she uses a sword, yeah, they showed Midna using her hair and stuff, and it's basically like you can have four players, one of them can be all the way on the other side of the battlefield while you're on another side, and you do your duty in the battlefield, and then if they need help, you run over to that side and you help them out. So it's basically like a sort of like a war game, that's more of like Legend of Zelda E.
I guess that could kind of describe it.
Yeah, you can have four players. They have online multiplayer, which is really good, and the graphics are stunning, and Link's rocking his blue scarf. It also has a Twilight Princess design where he's got the wooden shield. And Zelda, too. Since I think she gets a redesign.
And then the Midna also has, like, this human form. I remember seeing. I mean, I don't play the Legend of Zelda games much, but from what I remember about Midna, she didn't really have, like, this sort of human form. But, like, she has this, like, form. Like, this
kinda
human
like
form that's. I guess.
I don't know, I'll have to look at the trailer again, but it looks good. And then
it wasn't in the trailer, it was I don't think it was.
Well, another Legend of Zelda game is, they haven't given a name, but it's Legend of Zelda, the Wii U. They showed this great trailer for it. It looks like it's pre-rendered, but it's not. And it shows it looks like a mix of Wind Waker and the more recent Legend of Zelda games kind of mix into one in HD. And they showed this figure on a horse, and he's looking out across this town or something, and then there's mountains in the background. And they said that you could actually go to the mountains. They said anywhere in this game you can go to. Anywhere. So it's basically, I don't know, more free-roamy than other free-roam games.
Like, it has a giant Skyrim-sized world?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how big the world is.
From what I've heard, a lot of people are saying it looks like a painting, but if you zoom in real close in the pictures, it's not a painting.
No. And they showed, I don't know how, they said it's actual footage from the game, it's not a trailer, but I'm wondering how those camera angles are going to work, because they showed this giant steampunk kind of spider thingy, and chasing the guy on the horse, and he's running, and it comes up out of the lake, and he shoots it with an arrow, but it doesn't look like Link.
Might be sort of a cutscene thing, or...
I mean, I don't know who it is. Could be new character, could be Zelda, but...
Yeah, I think I saw some mentions of that, working around the internet.
Yeah, but we don't really know it at all, so...
We just announce stuff. We don't really...
We speculate.
Well, yeah, we speculate, but we don't really know. We just kind of announce and speculate, just like anyone else.
Well, other games ahead, they announced a new IP for Nintendo, and they did a third-person shooter. Yes, Nintendo has done the unspeakable, where they do a third-person shooter. Except you're not shooting, violent shooters. You're shooting ink out of I think it looks like a paintball gun, and you have different blasters, and it's called Splatoon, where it's you blasting the whole area, trying to, with your color ink, let's say you're orange, and you're blasting the place with orange ink, and if you blast a place with orange ink, it splatters all across, and you can jump in the orange ink and swim around in it like a squid, and it has two teams, where it's one team against the other, and you're basically trying to cover the whole area in as much color of your ink as possible before time runs out. And if you shoot someone with your ink that's on another team, they explode and then they go back to their respawn point. And if you walk in someone else's color ink, then you slow down.
Hmm.
It looks really, really good. They have, I think it's 8 people on each team. I don't know how they're not going to implement online multiplayer into this. Pretty sure they are. So, yeah, that looks good. I don't know if it's going to be $60, because it looks good, but it doesn't look like a $60 game. It's like Sonic Lost World. It's not worth $60 at all. And in the end, they teased a Star Fox game for the Wii U. So finally, after, I don't know, skipping a whole generation of a console, they announced a new Star Fox game for the Wii U, where they showed Miyamoto looking up and down, all around, holding his Wii U gamepad. So it's going to have motion controls, and I don't know how I feel about that. I like Star Fox, but I don't really like it to have motion controls. If you're going to move around your ship like that, that's going to be really, really painful. I mean, I didn't like Face Raiders. I never liked Face Raiders, so.
But, you know, like, we've played racing games with motion control.
This is different. It's not that bad, you're really flying in a ship.
Yeah, but you're still
in the air.
You're still controlling a vehicle with, you know, like it's a steering wheel or whatever.
I know, but you're going to have to go down, and I don't know. It just doesn't look that good.
Yeah,
but
it's said, just pretend the Wii U pad is an airplane. It's a toy airplane. You're going, sort of.
No, you're not tilting the gamepad. You're looking up and down. It doesn't look fun. You're going to have to look at it for yourself, but.
Well, I haven't seen the whole trailer thing for all this stuff, so.
They said you're going to, at will, you're going to be able to switch between your R-Wing and your Landmaster, so that looks really good. So, I guess that's it for today's episode. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com, and you can visit our website there, where you can read our blog and access our podcast. And if you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin McLeod, courtesy of Computech.com. Do you have anything else to say?
Well, not really. We kind of covered everything for this episode.
Okay. Well, that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. So until next time, stay in the game.